Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Badass Librarians of Timbuktu and Their Race to Save the World's Most Precious Manuscripts by Joshua Hammer. Read by Paul Bamer. Prologue. He shifted nervously in the front passenger seat of the four-wheel drive vehicle as it approached the southern exit of the city. Down the tarmac road, in the pink light of the desert morning, two gunmen stood beside a checkpoint made from a rope strung across a pair of oil barrels. They were lean men with beards and turbans, Kalashnikov semi-automatic rifles slung over their shoulders. "Take a deep breath," he told himself. "Smile. Be respectful." He had already been arrested once by the Islamic police, hauled before a makeshift tribunal, interrogated, and threatened with Sharia punishment. That time, he had managed, just barely, to persuade them to set him free. He couldn't count on being lucky a second time. He cast a glance at the rear compartment. There, covered with blankets, lay five padlocked steamer trunks, each one filled with treasure, hundreds of illuminated manuscripts, including some from the 15th and 16th centuries, the golden age of Timbuktu. Encased in goatskin covers with inlaid semi-precious stones, they were gorgeous works composed by the most skillful scribes of the era.